part Stevie V.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go. The president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He is...
Kevin McCullough.
Kev O. McCullough.
Or that.
And it's Saturday night here on the East Coast. It's 9 to 11 right now, and we're going to do our normal 2 hours of shenanigans.
First of all, welcome back. You were up at the Indian Reservation last week helping Mom with the cancer project.
Yeah, the big Turning Stone Casino up there in
Syracuse. Did they have a good turnout?
Amazing evening for, it's called the Night to Remember. She does this annual kind of black tie gala.
I once went. I still remember it.
Yeah,
and it was oddly,
great.
It's accurately named.
A lot of fun.
How much did they raise?
I don't know. I'll get back to you.
What kind of son are you?
But she got her Ellis Island Medal of Honor.
Is she now a citizen?
It's about time.
Isn't that what they do at Ellis Island?
Well, I think what it is.
Okay, you're from Ireland. Come on in. You can pull potatoes in Idaho or something.
Well, I think, you know, randomly in the last few years, Mom's been driving and getting pulled over and, you know, no documentation. Well, she's illegal. She's this, that. They go, put Alec, Steve, oh, go ahead. Don't worry about it. Go ahead, Mrs. B.
I can't tell you, depending on the environment...
Good to see you, Mrs. B.
Depending on the environment that I'm in, and I'm far removed from the Carol M. Baldwin nest.
Yeah.
You know, if I can tell someone's a big Alec fan,
mm-hmm.
I can drop Alec's name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In your circles?
On cops, that doesn't really work, though.
Right.
Cops don't like Alec. I don't know why. Now, you get pulled over more by them.
Yeah.
But they like you.
Yeah, I just got...
When I drop your name with cops, it's like, oh, Steven? That's awesome.
Well, even on the way into the big show
tonight... We're still giving you a ticket, Mr. McCullough, but I'm glad that Steven's your friend.
Even on the way into the big show tonight, we had law enforcement show up outside our building.
The one time...
Yeah.
That I let Steven come into the building...
Yeah.
All by himself...
Yeah.
He sets off the alarm... And in come the cops.
Yeah. Well, what
just in time for our media guests that were here to interview us.
How long have we been doing this show?
I don't know. Longer than I can remember. No, about three. Well, it'll be 4 years in July.
It'll be our
fourth anniversary.
Unbelievable. Yeah. So only like in the last year, so 3.5 years into the program, I got a key to the door of this building. I finally got a key.
Actually, you had a key when we were operating, back when we were broadcasting this on FamilyNet.
Right.
But you lost that one.
But I found it.
No, you got the new one that I gave you.
No, yeah.
You now have two keys to this building. I need one back.
I don't know. But the point is, I finally got a key.
Yes.
Took a couple of years before I get the key. And then I...
Why is that, Stephen?
We're doing a... I don't know. And we're doing a lovely interview tonight before the program with some folks. And I text Kevin, hey, if I get there before you, do you want me to let... the folks in about the pre-interview situation. He goes, sure. And he goes, just enter this code to the alarm system. So I think, and he just sends me the
four numbers.
The four numbers.
Right.
Right? So I think to myself, I should probably ask him, is there an off button? Like, is it the four numbers and off? Because, you know, with my luck, I'll get there and there's no off button. You know, then I got to figure it out, which isn't good. If I got to figure something out, it's trouble. So the nice folks are waiting, and we get down. I just said, you know, I don't know what's about to happen, but I'm going to open this door. Because I got a key.
Well, you have all of 60 seconds before the...
I got a key and a code, but it doesn't mean it's going to work. And I enter the code, and the alarm goes off. And then McCullough turns up in his usual...
No, then you text me. You're like, the alarm's going off.
Yeah.
So I text back, literally, okay.
That's it. That's all he sends me is, okay. Kind of which hurt, you know, because, like, he's just, you know, he doesn't have, yeah, business as usual with Baldwin.
I wanted to see how many beads of sweat would come to your forehead before.
But then he has the audacity.
Plug for no, he can't.
Yeah. To come through the door and say, you're paying the $150 for the cops to have been dispatched.
Well, first of all, I didn't know that.
You're paying the $150 because the cops got dispatched, Baldwin.
First of all, I didn't know that we got charged by the police department. So my good friend Joe, who owns the building.
Look what's happening to you.
I know, I'm losing my mind.
Ever since you partnered up with me, it's...
And you've become more respectable.
You're saying police department a lot more.
Yes, I am. Record frequency, actually.
So then he comes in and he said, I said, okay, Kev, well, I talked to the owner of the building who told me the code. And then I show Kevin the code that he texted me. And I even, as usual, the usual overly nice Stevie B turns around and I said, I gave him a little exit strategy. I said, tell you what, Kev, I'll split the $150. I didn't do what Kevin would have done in my shoes at that moment, which was, God, pay the $150! Right? But I look at him and I go, I'll split it with you. And I just hold up the text message. He texted me the wrong code,
totally
Ivan.
Did. Totally
okay,
did.
Okay, Jackie,
totally
Ivan,
did.
Can I get a little
totally
backup
did.
Here?
No, I sent him, and I could blame it on iPhone.
Uh-huh.
Because I think it filled in those last two numbers on my
own. Okay, Kev.
But that autocorrected.
Sure it did. Uh-huh. It doesn't add numbers.
But see, here's the problem.
It auto-corrects something, sure.
Right.
It doesn't just add numbers.
But here's the thing. When you sent me...
You spazzed out and sent me the wrong code.
When you said you were going to get here early...
Right. You were just so...
You interrupted me in the middle of my writing of the column today.
Oh.
Even the lovely bride doesn't interrupt my writing of the column.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So...
But that's your excuse?
You were lucky to get two of the four digits correct at that point.
What does Steven need? Yeah.
So.
Well, and if I told the folks on the radio program what the four numbers represent.
Well, we're not going to because we don't. Our address is publicly published.
Yeah.
And then Joe calls me. Hey, did you guys give the code out? Baldwin's having a party in the basement of the building tonight. Anybody know anything about that? No, it was fun. It was funny because...
But you're paying the one for
it. I was so absolutely convinced...
I've changed my mind.
I'm taking it out of your part.
Right.
I was so absolutely... I just deduct it from the tab that you owe.
Perfect.
I was so absolutely convinced I sent you the right code.
Yeah.
And then you read them back to me. I'm like, why did he put that code in? I'm talking out loud to myself on the drive here. I don't understand why, if I texted him the exact code... And two of the digits were off by one number.
Right.
So it's just enough to really be bad.
Right. But the best part is that you're right 80% of the time.
And it's...
So when I held my iPhone up and showed the numbers he texted me...
He was smiling like the Joker.
Yeah. And he just squinted his eyes and just did a 180 on his heels and marched away.
Yes, I did.
He had no comment at that point. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
It is.
Our phone number...
888-340-3373.
888-340-3373.
Jackie wants to know what happened when the police got here.
I ran. I just...
just old habits?
I pretended like I needed to go to the 7-Eleven.
Oh, that's when you stepped out to get Red Bull.
I conveniently timed that. That was good.
Well, we got a lot to talk about tonight. There's this really interesting story out of Europe. Will Smith has slapped somebody. And I'm pretty sure that if I did the exact same thing, that I would there would now be hate stories written about Kevin McCullough and what a hate monger he is and all the rest of this around the world.
And then Mr. Smith almost, quote, sucker punched somebody.
Yeah, well.
The same guy.
Yeah.
I mean, so he slapped the guy, but.
Then almost sucker punched him.
Thought about punching him. How kooky is that?
We'll get to what we find interesting about that story.
Absolutely.
Coming up. We also want to update you on what's happened with 2012 and 2012. 2 weeks ago, we were telling you that we were going to do everything we could to help feed 2012 orphans. Where we are, what you've done, and what we can do from this point on. We've got some new sponsors to introduce tonight. We've got a ton of interesting things. that we are looking forward to chatting with you about. So thanks for being here. And please get on your Facebook or your Twitter right now. Tell all your friends to go to TheBingeThinker.com. Tune in the show and just hang out with us. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to laugh a lot, especially at this Will Smith thing. And as we do, your phone calls will lead the way. Still want to say a big thank you to AM 1260 in Zeeland, Michigan, Grand Rapids, our newest affiliate joining us. And then
awesome.
the week before that, AM 660 out of Orlando, WORL Radio. And guys, we'd love to hear from you tonight as well. But also in New York and Reno, Nevada, and great stations all across this country. And, of course, online at TheBingeThinker.com. It's Kevin McCullough and Stephen Baldwin. Stay with us.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 18th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,591.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,631.80, $815.90 for a half ounce, or $407.95 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,631.80, $815.90, and $407.95.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best for less guarantee.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.com.
We'll be right back.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York is what that means, and our phone number is 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we're grateful that you're here. Today, all across the news universe, there was this story. It wasn't about the important foreign policy things that are going on. In fact, I've got a syndicated column coming out this weekend with Town Hall and One News Now and all these other places that are going to talk about why the Obama Defense Department is covering up the fact and not even letting Congress know that they released a terrorist, somebody who had killed five Americans. They just let go.
They let him go, like, in America? He's running around America?
No.
Oh.
They turned him over to Iraq. Get this. They said in December 11, when the president forecasted that we would all be leaving Iraq, so he's like, hey, terrorists, you want to come back to Iraq? We're out on December 23rd. Come on over. That was the president.
Right.
So part of the exit strategy was to turn over all of the people we had captured that were Iraqis to the Iraqi authorities.
Mm-hmm.
So in that, this man named Doc Duke, that's his last name, D-A-Q-D-U-Q, Doc Duke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but that's how I'm saying it.
I'm just going to call him Duck Duck.
Yeah, Duck Duck Goose.
Yeah.
So, Duck Duck Goose is...
you think when he played Duck Duck Goose as a kid, he got frustrated?
No, I think this one cut off other children's hands when he didn't get tagged. So, anyway, Duck Duke, Duck Duck Goose...
Must not have played too much Duck Duck Goose back over in the day.
Well, his friends didn't, that's for sure.
Yeah. It was Stump Stump Goose. Get it?
No, but he was the one doing all the cutting.
Right.
So anyway, he gets turned over in the Iraqi prisoner exchange. Because we were officially leaving Iraq. We were turning over all the Iraqi citizens to the Iraqi government.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. He's not an Iraqi.
Right. What is he?
He's Lebanese.
Uh-huh.
And he's a decorated leader in Hezbollah.
Hmm.
And he killed five American soldiers in an attack in Karbala.
So
and he's training the whole next wave of Hezbollah suicide bombers to go in and do the stuff that Hezbollah does.
Was he at?
And he's doing all that stuff.
So you and just wanted to say and again, but go ahead.
The administration gives him over to Iraq, and then didn't tell the Senate and didn't tell the Congress. At which point, you know who Congressman Lieutenant Colonel Alan West is from Florida? He's kind of a military, you know, bad dude.
Mm-hmm.
Been in all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Wanted to know why the Congress wasn't consulted basically giving over, like...
Is that legal?
Well, here was the funny explanation from Obama. Let me be clear. Well, you see, in the exit strategy, we decided that we would turn over all the Iraqi citizens. And this was a policy put in place by George Bush. So if you want to blame someone, blame George W. Bush. That was their explanation.
Okay, so was he at Gitmo?
No.
Was he being held?
In Iraq.
Under U.S.?
Yes, we had him.
And they just let him go.
And we turned him over to Iraq. And now Iraq's going, he didn't commit any crimes against us. What do we charge him with? So he's going to be let go.
So he was let go, but in exchange for...
No. Because President Obama wanted to be out of Iraq, he said, we're going to turn over all the Iraqis to Iraq authorities.
Oh, and one of them was...
And one of them was this Lebanese guy.
That's weird, dude. That's weird.
It's bad.
It's very bad.
This is like a bin Laden in the Clinton years, right? And all of our allies were like, hey, you can have him if you want him. We've got him over here. Like, we had allies tell us that during the Clinton administration.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't take him. I don't mess with that. I got other things to focus on.
Yeah. Bin Laden.
So that didn't happen. Then, of course, 9/11 happens, and then everybody's like, why didn't we go get him?
Right.
Well, here, the Obama administration knows the guy committed the crimes that killed. It was a sabotage. They rolled in looking like American troops, and then they killed everybody that was there, and they took some captives, and they killed them later.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we eventually caught him, We've been holding him all this time. We didn't charge him, which I thought Mr. Constitutionality, you know, in the White House, I thought he was all about. Hey, you gotta have his crimes named. You gotta put charges up there. They didn't charge him until they turned him over. And when they turned him over to Iraq, as not an Iraqi citizen, they said you should charge him with murder and terrorism and well, whatever else you think would be appropriate. So then they took him. Now they've tried him. They're going, we don't have any evidence of him killing any Iraqis, so we can't charge him with murder. And he only, like, acted out against the Americans, so we really can't charge him with terrorism. So I guess we have to let him go. So Colonel West writes a letter to the administration and says, you know, you are the president of the United States. This does kind of fall within your realm of, you know, like...
You're kind of
an important person.
In case you weren't sure.
You kind of have a little bit of power. To which the administration did not respond.
Of course.
So, anyway, there's real news to discuss. That's going on in the world right now. We're about to set free a terrorist.
But much more important than
that is training the next wave of jihadists.
Right.
And they'll probably come, you know, with a vengeance.
But much more important than that.
But we're not talking about that.
Will Smith.
Who himself has never been accused of terrorism, no.
Is apparently a baby backhand slapping terrorist.
Well, we'll break that down. Because he's on this tour with Men in Black 3. And first of all, I want to know, is anybody going to see Men in Black 3? Are you going to see Men in Black 3?
Yeah, because I know somebody in the movie.
Besides Will Smith and what's the old guy's name? Who's the old guy in Men in Black? Tommy Lee Jones. Thank you, Jackie.
Well, not only do I know Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Is he going to play the young Tommy Lee Jones?
He plays when the movie flashes back in time.
Right.
And Josh Brolin plays the young Tommy Lee Jones. And I did a television serial with Josh Brolin many years ago. But there's a wonderful cameo.
He was in the Rough Riders?
Young Riders.
Young Riders. Rough Riders was Teddy Roosevelt. My bad.
Right.
Huge difference between you and President Roosevelt.
Right. Me playing a Pony Express mail carrier.
Not quite the same.
And Buffalo Bill Cody as a youth is very different than what you just said. But Alec Baldwin will be seen in Men in Black 3. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah. He plays a role in Men in Black 3.
Cool. Well, so anyway.
I tell you, if what happened to Will happened to Alec on the red carpet.
Well, let's talk about that for sure.
Sure.
Because I think that the press is missing something on this. And we're going to take your calls on it. 888-340-3373. I'm Kevin McCullough.
I'm Stevie B.
We're back on Baldwin McCullough Live momentarily.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Oh.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. And welcome to the big program. I just tweeted. Did I say it right? Tweeted?
Yes, you did very good.
I tweeted.
Did very well.
And it's going nuts. The folks are they're listening and going into the chat room and
cool.
It's exciting.
If you want to join the chat room, where you can even weigh in and follow along and make comments and do all kinds of gnarly things like that, go to BaldwinMcCullough.com or the BingeThinker.com. He usually says he sent out a Twitter or Twittered.
Right.
So
I usually.
So you adopted the cool lingo. You actually adopted the.
I usually say that I twitted. but it's twittering. Is that what you say? Tweeting.
Tweeting.
Oh, tweeting.
Yeah. It's okay.
You like a birdie goes tweet tweet.
And hence the bird
That's
logo.
Dumb.
Yeah. Of course it is. Anyway, so here's what happened.
Because the word twit has nothing to do with tweet, and a little bird has nothing to do with twit or Twitter. Why do they call it Twitter and then use a bird and then say you got a tweet?
You really should stop trying to use combinations of TWT. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Just stop. 888-340-3373. I don't want to have to pull the censor button at some point. 888-340-3373.
The cops have already been here.
So here's what happened. On the red carpet in the Ukraine,
I love that.
Today, or yesterday, whenever it was. It was probably today in today's time, but it was yesterday in their time.
Right.
Whatever that means. Will Smith is walking the red carpet for Men in Black 3, which my wife sees the commercial and she goes, they just don't know when to quit, do they? She said the first one was funny.
Thank goodness
that's
she's
all
in
she
the top
say.
1% of intellectuals in the country.
Yeah, well, maybe that's...
And they have brilliant franchises like Men in Black for people like me.
It's certainly part of my entertainment dilemma, because before I got married, I saw everything.
Mm-hmm.
The dumb comedies, the mysteries.
Hmm.
I would even see a chick flick from time to time. Now, like, I have to sneak to see it if she's not going to... I will not spend my money to see that. That will make you dumber for sitting in the theater for watching that.
That's your wife? She'll say dumber. I like that.
Yes.
That's good. I knew I liked that woman.
So, long story short, Will Smith on the red carpet,
yeah.
And he's doing what red carpets do. Now, Stephen, for those of us that don't walk nearly as many red carpets as you do,
yeah.
The purpose of the red carpet is you have press line from one end to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, how do you know where to stop and kind of shake someone's hand and then how much further down to go and kind of stop and do that? What's the general rule of thumb there?
Good question, Kevin.
Thank you.
Domestically, there's kind of a row of usual suspects, so to speak. Internationally, it's, you're rolling the dice a little bit. So,
but you generally want to stop every 5 or 6 feet and talk to whoever's right there at the time.
You stop with the people who are seemingly properly credentialed, and you stop where your publicist tells you.
Which Will Smith has a publicist with him. I think it's the woman behind him. And those of you in the chat room, you're actually going to get to see what happened because we're going to put the video on the screen. But for those of you just listening by way of radio, he's going down the red carpet,
right,
along the rope, doing his thing, and he's answering questions. And then there's this reporter from the Ukraine, who I guess kind of fancies himself a... What's the name of that actor that does all the weird characters? He's doing Dictator. He just did Borat.
Jackie!
Uh-huh. Yeah, Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yeah.
This guy fancies himself a young Ukrainian version of Sacha Baron Cohen.
Oh.
So he wants to make people very uncomfortable by doing very inappropriate things to them in public.
Shocking.
So here's what happened. Those of you listening by way of radio, you'll only hear the audio, but if you want to jump into the chat room at BaldwinMcCullough.com, you'll actually see the...
Hey, how are you, Steve Baldwin?
You'll actually see the video. Sorry. Lost my voice. And let's take a look.
Oh, my God. Is
that some water, Jack?
Man, what the hell is your problem, man? All right. Hey, sorry. He said, kiss me in my mouth. Joker, look, I ain't sucker punching.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I said that on camera. Yeah, no, it's all good.
I will.
Hey, what's up, man?
So now this is the...
Nice.
This is the slow motion version. And when he reaches like that, he just backhands him with the... the back of your hand.
But back to his Muhammad Ali performance there, wasn't it? He kind of threw a kind of jabbing backhand slap.
Sort of. So here's what we want to know. Was the slap to this reporter necessary, appropriate? What do you think? 888-340-3373.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360.
800-283-2360 or online at thebingethinker.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
But what if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to thebingethinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 83-2360 or online at thebingethinker.com.
A production.
Saturday night, Following the Color Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. And that guy,
Kevin McCullough.
Welcome to the fabulous program. Our number 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373.
So instead of covering the important news, like, you know, the administration not telling you that they're letting terrorists go.
This is important news.
We are discussing tonight. But see, there's a reason why I think this is an important story. And I'm just saying that other stuff for effect because, yes, it is important that we let a terrorist go, but is anybody really surprised that the administration would do something like this either through negligence or whatever?
They're not surprised.
No. But what if this did happen to you? What if you were Will Smith in this situation?
Right.
And someone of your gender grabbed you, put a great big lip lock, or tried to. And the video tells it all. He's trying to get away from him. He's trying to dodge the lips, but the guy's trying to come right at his mouth.
Even creepier, dude. He hugs him.
I don't want to know what.
And as he pulls away, like, gives him a quick little peck on the cheek. Like, this guy kisses Will Smith on the cheek.
Right.
And Will kind of goes with that, like, yeah, okay, man, I'm in Europe, you know. But then the guy, like, goes to give him, like, another hug, and he just tries to, like, slime his lips up the side of Will Smith's face, and that's when Will, like, figures out, like, yo, man, this dude's trying to kiss me on my mouth.
Right. So for those of you that missed in the last segment, here's the audio one more time.
Oh, my God.
Love the slap.
Come on, man. What the hell is your problem, buddy?
Right. And he does. He gives him that little slap against the cheek.
Hey,
now listen to this.
Kiss me in my mouth. I'm joking. Look, I ain't sucker punching. Sorry, I said that on camera.
Yep, you did. You said it on camera.
No, it's all good.
I will.
Hey, what's up, man?
And listen.
Yeah, so go ahead.
Most definitely a lawsuit's coming out of this. It's just for more publicity. The guy's going to probably just leverage some lawsuit.
He's a Ukrainian citizen. I doubt he can muster the dollars to get a lawsuit out of this.
He'll get some. What's the lady's name that represents everyone over here?
Gloria Allred.
Yeah. There's one of them over there.
She only represents women.
She'll probably represent this guy.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
If Stephen Baldwin had done the exact same thing.
Right.
I bet you there would be editorials written that night on blogs.
Right.
Do you see the homophobic Baldwin?
Yeah.
Do you see the way he's so intolerant?
Yeah.
Now, I'm just asking the questions here, right? 888-340-3373. Does Will Smith slapping a guy who's trying to kiss him?
On the mouth.
Put his tongue in his mouth.
Well, I don't know about that.
He said that. He said, trying to kiss me in my mouth. Does Will Smith slapping this guy?
I think I'm going to vomit. Go ahead.
Does this mean that Will Smith is homophobic? He's afraid of a homosexual?
Does the thought of a man kissing me forcibly and making me nauseous make me homophobic? I'm wondering. But go ahead.
Okay, 888-340-3373. So what we want to know is should the culture, like, you know. Because you can't say things. Let me give you an example. You cannot look at this news story, if you're on any one of the major networks the next day,
right,
and go, well, guys, the reason Will Smith was upset was because it's inappropriate for a man to mouth kiss another man.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
You go
on, what's your idiot friend from Celebrity Apprentice's show's name? Piers. You go, right, on Piers' show.
Right.
And you try to say that to Piers Morgan.
If you said it on Piers' show, you go, right, and why not? So it's just a man tried to kiss me on the mouth. I'd say, good on you. Perfectly all right. I'm Piers Morgan. Kiss me on the mouth. No problem.
888-340-3373.
I'll just put it on YouTube, take donations, write a check to charity.
888-340-3373. So if this was played out in normal, everyday America, I think most people would be like Will Smith. What the? Get the weight away from me!
Right.
What are you doing? If it was me, I'd be like, what's wrong with you, son?
You'd have sacrificed.
Did your mama not be able to teach you right when you were a kid? Of course, I'd be saying stuff in Texan, and he's from Ukraine going, I don't know what you're saying.
Oh.
I probably wouldn't have hit him.
Let me just say something. Ow is universal language.
That's true. That's
okay.
True.
Ow!
So I want to know, 888-340-3373. Now, there's got to be people that have an opinion about whether or not what Will Smith did. Some people on our staff were asking, isn't that assault? Isn't what Will Smith did to the Ukrainian Borat, isn't that assault? We're gonna find out. Do you think he should be charged with assault? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I believe we have all three phone lines available. But do you also agree or disagree with me that culturally speaking, you can't really object to this? You can't have an opinion in this world, in this day and age, that says that's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's the day we've arrived at, even though I would personally feel very violated by someone trying this with me.
As would I. But it's an interesting question. A guy tries to forcibly kiss Will Smith on the mouth, and his reaction is quite broad. He pushes him, smacks the guy with a backhand in the face.
And says, what's your problem, son?
Is Will Smith a homophobe? Is I mean, I'm curious what people think. 888-340-3373.
888-340-3373. About a minute till our next break, but we'll take your calls. It's the top story on all the news and gossip sites today because this happened in the midst of Will Smith doing a red carpet premiere for Men in Black 3. And Will Smith has kind of this, oh, shucks, all-American good guy image. You know, he's the happy kid from, you know, the Fresh Prince. And there's really, I mean, he's never really been overly controversial in his career. You know, he played Ali. Did he win the Oscar for Ali? He was nominated, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. That may be as close as he ever comes, to be candid with you. He doesn't do a lot of Oscar-type movies.
You never know.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
You don't. Anyway, 888-340-3373. Should Will Smith have retribution against him for slapping a guy who tried to kiss him?
For a lot of people that want to pray effectively, doing it is the hard part.
We pray for our family.
They know what they want to say.
Our friends.
But the words don't come out easily.
We pray for the world.
What if something had been given to you as a child? Maybe that had been read to you every single night before you went to bed.
We can pray while walking, running, bowing, standing, or lying down.
That's what children's author Carol McIntyre has done in her brand new bedtime book, Prayer Is. What do you think of when you think of praying with your children? In a very simple, easy to read, and quickly memorized book, your children will pick up on all the benefits of what prayer is.
We can pray everywhere and anywhere.
Carol McIntyre's brand new title, Prayer Is. And when you go to TheBingeThinker.com and click on the Prayer Is logo, you'll save almost half the price at Amazon.com. So check out Prayer Is.
800-283-2360. That's 800-283-2360. 800-283-2360. 3-2360 or online at TheBingeThinker.com.
You don't need to be a bodybuilder to benefit from whey protein. Besides building muscle, whey protein supports glutathione production, your body's number one antioxidant and detoxifier, helps with weight loss, and may help with strength, energy, youthful appearance, and a healthier libido. Why is it that no one is reporting these broad-spectrum benefits from typical whey protein powders? Because all but one of them are damaged by heat, filtration, or chemicals. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aged. One World Whey is a brand new protein powder that retains the broad-spectrum health-giving benefits of fresh raw whey. Hundreds of people have reported tremendous improvements in all aspects of health. Kids and adults love the flavor and the effects. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
airsproject.com. It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Thank you for our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer. In Metro New York, great place to find talk radio all week long. And for every other station up and down the dial that is taking us every Saturday night, we're grateful. We've asked you the question, should Will Smith be punished in some way because he slapped a guy on the face for trying to kiss him? He's at this premiere, he's on the red carpet, The guy, he's a prankster, he's a jokester, he wants to, you know, catch something on film that's kind of funny in his mind. So he takes Will Smith and he physically tries to mouth kiss him.
Mm.
And Will Smith's at this red carpet to talk about his movie and to look good and let people take pictures of him. That's basically all he's there for. He's not there to be, you know, someone's kissing partner. And I'm pretty sure Jada wouldn't have approved. 888-340-3373.
Pretty sure.
888-340-3373. But he got upset, and he said, "What the heck is wrong with you?" Slaps the guy.
Yeah.
And then he said, "He tried to kiss me in my mouth, man. Lucky I didn't sucker punch him." He said, "Oh, I said that on camera, sorry."
Yeah.
But what if he had sucker punched him? What if he'd given him the beatdown that he really felt inside? What if he had just, you know, just started wailing on him? I've made the observation, I don't think in this culture he would have been allowed to do that. And I'm wondering if in this culture, if there isn't going to be even some sort of negative ramification for him acting the way he did, instead of just saying, "Excuse me, I'm not made that way. Could you please not do that?" Quietly, calmly, not you know, slapping the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, 888-340-3373. Let's start with line one, Ruben in Iowa. Ruben, you're on up with Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thanks
good,
for your
how
call.
How are you?
All right, I'm doing well. Thank you. Well, very simple. I think if I was the judge presiding over this case, I would say that Will Smith is the one who's been assaulted by this gentleman. Because I'm a truck driver, and I've been in really tight situations where people approach me and I say, you know, thanks, but no thanks. I'm not like that, so get out of here. But if somebody tried to kiss me, I'm going to react to it. I mean, I don't care what lifestyle you choose, but don't get me involved. Simple as that.
But, Ruben, that seems pretty intolerant of you. It doesn't seem like you're very caring about people who are different than you.
Well, intolerant in which way? I'm being assaulted.
See, now that's interesting. It's interesting that you just... Yeah. Now, in your mind... If a man tried to kiss you on the mouth forcibly, stay on the line because we're going to go to a break, and I want you to answer this. Would you think it